Listen to the author describe this to us. He was despised and rejected of men. A man acquainted with grief and sorrow. We hid as it were our face from him. He was what? Despised, and we esteemed him not. All right? Surely he has what? Borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him what? Stricken and smitten of God. And he was afflicted, right? Give me Luke 22:63. This is good, y'all. When you see what resurrection means, you won't want to live shabby lives anymore. Hallelujah. Have you found Luke 63? Luke 22, isn't that what I said? 22:63. Let me make sure I'm right. I got 22:63. Listen to this. And the men that helped Jesus mocked him. What did they do? They mocked him. And smote at him. And what else? And when they did what? Blindfolded him. They did what? They struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemingly spake they against him. All right, let me set the picture here. Isaiah says in verse 3, he was what? Despised and rejected of men. Are y'all hearing what is it? A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, in other words, sickness, pain. Yet we hid our faith I keep trying to get to Isaiah 4. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was what? Despised, and we esteemed him not. In other words, we didn't even. Isaiah said, when all this would happen to Jesus, they did not esteem him as anything. You ever see some trash, garbage, something that's nasty, ugly? You sort of do what? Turn your nose up or go around it or get away from it. Here was God's gift to the world. What made Jesus look like that, and there was no beauty that could be desired of him? What made him look like that? I'm glad you asked. Look at the sixth verse. Isaiah 6. Are you there? All we like sheep have done what? Gone astray. We have turned everyone to his who way? That means our own way, right? The Lord did what? Laid on him the iniquity of us all. That means the reason why he looked so ugly and undesirable to look upon, because he had taken on him our sin. Our sickness, our pain, our grief, everything. Once you get born again, you know it. That's the reason why sinners don't know it. They keep on sinning. Once you're born again, you know sin is ugly.
Amen.
It's destructive. It brings no lasting value. It destroys wherever it touches. It fools you up front like it's the thing to do, because it's deceiving. It's deadly. It has no life in it, but it's full of misery, ungodly, filth and junk that crushes lives and rob people of the blessing of God. Well, y'all let me preach a little bit today. Give me Matthew 26:64. Y'all gonna stay with me? Matthew 26. I want you to see. Woo. Jesus said unto them, him, this was the high priest, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. Now listen to what he said. And coming in the clouds of heaven. Look what the high priest said. Then the high priest rent his clothes, made him mad, saying, he has spoken blasphemingly. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he's guilty of death. What did they say? He's guilty of death. Then they spit on him. I know I told you before, but we got to set the scene here. Okay? See, we just read, they spit on him. But if you dig into it, you'll find out their heart. Getting up some of that phleam that you only want in your throat. They spit in his face. Now watch this. They spit in his face. They blindfold. That means you, have you ever blindfolded anybody? That means you put something over the eyes. You tie something around the head, blind the eyes. Y'all got to hear this so you can get the truth, get the message. They heart. They spit on him. What did it say? They spit on him. They spit in his face, rather. Then it's buffed him. You know what buffing somebody is? You know what buffing is? That means they backhand him, they slapped him. And then I read one translation said he hit him with the fist. Well, why was this happening? Why did Jesus take this? Why did he allow this to happen to himself? Thank you, Jesus.